Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests. And hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Wednesday, 1st of October, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy on 28 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast predicts for today intervals of clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and mainly clear with a shower in spots later on. Temperatures between lower 23 to high 32 with hindy links on 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from east at 8 km per hour with occasional gusts on 19 km per hour, shifting at night to northeast winds at 6 km per hour with gusts on 90 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 47%. Tomorrow is 2nd of October and is also Gandhi Jayanti or Mahatma Gandhi's birthday, which is gazetted in holiday in India on October 2nd each year. It marks an anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi's birth on October 2nd, 1869. Gandhi is remembered for his contribution toward the Indian freedom struggle, where he was also known as the father of the nation. The United Nations General Assembly announced on 15 June 2007 that it adopted a resolution which declared that 2nd of October will be celebrated as the International Day of Nonviolence. Throughout his life, Gandhi has always followed the principles of truth, nonviolence, honesty and believed in simple living. He had a valuable contribution in India's freedom struggle. At Rajghat in New Delhi, where he was cremated, the prayer meetings are held on this day, which is attended by Prime Minister, President of India and other dignitaries. And now let's go to our affairs. Here's an announcement from our council inviting community at large to the 8th of October for an interactive general meeting on code of conduct, eligibility, criteria and feedback. A subgroup formed with a few members, our council and study group has been working on finalizing the draft of the above topic by holding discussion amongst resource person, compiling our villains input via email and also held one-day workshop on the 20th of September. It was challenging to integrate all the diverse points. On one hand, the participants was less than expected, and on the other, the minimal number of our villains that participated were too strong in their views to bring a conclusive shape to this section of the process. The general meeting on 8th of October will aim at tackling these challenges by filling a questionnaire. In order to facilitate a speedy progress, the same questionnaire will be published in AVNet, reflecting the inputs and concerns of our villains, which are mainly on acts against the ideals of Auroville, acts against protection of Auroville land, violence and violation against persons or property, required skills to be eligible, and open questions on feedback. All Aurovillians present at the meeting on the 8th of October will be invited to participate by filling the questionnaire. And for the weekend, we got something exciting going on because Sadhana Forest presents a live concert by Formidable Vegetable Sound System, which started with two individuals armed with nothing but ukulele and electro swing beatbox from Australia, and they deliver us to the secrets of growing abundance, improving lives and reversing climate change through the principles of permaculture. And as it was written in The Cat Empire, Formidable Vegetable Sound System is spreadheading a new and exciting form of musical activism and becoming one of the most important voices in a global cultural movement that began in Australia. All events and activities in Sadhana Forest are given in the spirit of gift economy. A free vegan organic dinner will be provided during the event, and free bus service to concert departure from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and it will return from Sadhana Forest at 9:30 p.m. At the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti, Portu's distribution center will be open only in the morning from 9 to 1 p.m. and the bakery will be also closed, and we are asked to collect our orders today. At Citadin Art Center on October 8th at 4:30 p.m., Priya Sundaravalli will open her exhibition on ceramics too. An exhibition would be on until 20th of October. Adi Shakti Laboratory of Theatre, Arts and Research in Edenchvanadi Road announces Acting Shakespeare led by Tim Supple workshop. And this one would be an 11-day workshop on King Lear led by Tim Supple, who has directed and adapted theatre throughout the UK and Europe, India, North and South America, North Africa and West Asia. He has worked regularly at National Theatre and Royal Shakespeare Company in the UK and was artistic director of the Young Week from 1993 to 2000. For his company Dash Arts, he has directed A Midsummer Night's Dream with artists from all over India, commissioned by British Council, which toured extensively across India, UK, Europe, Australia and North America between 2006 to 2008. On 2011, his six-hour adaptation of Thousand and One Nights with artists from across the Arabic-speaking world was the hit of Edinburgh International Festival, and he is now developing major theatre works in India, Iran and the post-Soviet states. The workshop aims to investigate all aspects of the demands of Shakespeare's text on the actor. It brings awareness of the three major aspects of acting King Lear: text, creation of character, and physical realization. The workshop is designed to welcome all levels of knowledge of English, so excellence in the language is not a requirement. The workshop is open to all, but however, all applicants will be screened by Mr. Supple before finalizing the list of participants. For more details, we are asked to contact them on 262-2297, or we can write them to adishaktiprogram@gmail.com. And from Auroville Health Service comes the reminder to the community activating neighborhood compassion. Because Auroville Health Service supplies paid hospital care attendance for Aurovillians during hospitalization, night 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And their paid workers are indispensable, but Aurovillians do want to be attended and visited by their friends and community members daytime. They request the Aurovillians answer the call when mass bulletins are published. And they also add a new service, it's called Life Coaching by Telephone. With that, they introduce Christian, a volunteer from Germany, staying with us until March 2015. And people who would like to speak about their problems and anonymously are welcome to call him at 763-949-3183 daytime. His experience includes telephone hotline, palliative family constellation and couples coaching. And now the news from our side, from our radio team. We are at the end of our fund drive for the month of September with a donation of 500 rupees on September 29th. We thank you all so much for making the effort, and a total amount of 231,393,000 rupees was raised, so we have achieved close to two-thirds of the funds needed to manage the radio for the year. We are still short for 125,233 rupees, and it will resume the drive later on till the goal is reached. This week we had the opportunity to participate in the first regional community radio, Sammelam, which was held in Pondicherry and organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in association with One World India. Many other community radios from around the country participated in conference, and the information shared was both practical and useful. In this occasion we have been in touch with the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting officers, who advised to proceed and make the application to get the FM license. In the coming days, we'll have a meeting to prepare the needed documents. Broadcasting on FM band is very much our aim, and it will make the radio accessible to many more people in Orville and within the region who cannot afford computers and internet bandwidth. This would be a very effective tool of communication for health and knowledge sharing to all within a 20 km of radius.
And now, a short message.
A long time ago, a million years BC, the best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated, so it was planned that they would vanish now and then. And you must pay before you get them back again.
Don't forget to contribute to Auroville Radio.
There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
And now let us conclude with the cinema schedule. On Friday at 7:30 at Cinema Bharat News Auditorium, we can see Mon Oncle, directed by Jacques Tati, and it was made in France in 1958. On Friday at 7 p.m. at Sardana Force, there was screened Wild Brazil Facing the Flood, episode 2 and 3, which was produced by BBC. And on Saturday at 5 p.m., the French Pavilion and Chiru presents On Retour, L'Amour Lelo, a documentary in French, and directed by Christian and Laurent Liechtenstein. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall on tomorrow at 8 p.m., we can see, of course, in the Carl Sagan Cosmos series Contact, made in USA 1980 by director Robert Zemeckis. And on Saturday, there was screened an international movie Action Adventure, The Honor and Prejudice, T.S. Pivot, which was made in France, USA and Canada in 2014 by director Josh Boone. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Adventure animation drama Watership Down, made in UK in 1978 by director Martin Rosen. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. within Luchino Visconti Festival, The Leopard, made in Italy in 1963 by director Luchino Visconti. And from the words of the mother, volume 14, we read: "Live in the consciousness of the psychic center. Thus your will express the divine's will alone, and your transformed being will then be able to receive and manifest the divine love." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.